This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by AIM Educational Services, Alive, Commonwealth Bank, Divinia Grill Foods, Mobile Garage Technologies, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, chomping it down on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So happy to be in your company. It's Tuesday, March 14th. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper to find out more exactly about what's going on. The paper is splattered in the front there for you to be able to read and ingest, understand exactly where we are. Paradise Island Lighthouse Project still on the table. Really? Let's talk about this. The line's going to be open again today. I have a guest that should be coming in with me. I'm excited about this. I called him yesterday, kind of confirmed it up and everything that you're in for a treat. If he actually shows up, I'm looking forward to him actually being here with us. He said, no, I can't spend all the time with you because I got some things I got to do. Right. But I'll come over. Right. If you know that cadence, you know exactly who it is going to be coming in today to kind of chop it down with us and really get into a conversation. I'm so happy that we can do that. Like I said, pick up your papers and something in the paper. Also, I saw this last evening. I mean, it was splattered all over the place and persons start putting up pictures to say that, you know, they had affiliation or they knew this particular person and he was a legend in everything that he's done. He's actually passed away at 82 years old. It's none other than Ed Bethel, who is a veteran broadcaster who's done a tremendous amount of things in this country and really bricked a great deal of stories and set a significant bar for a lot of persons to kind of run after and to remain, to keep a sort of standard socially, locally, and otherwise in this thing that we do. I'm here in media. This is Eldred Ed Bethel, whose career in broadcasting spanned decades, stretching back to pre-independence, and who became a highly regarded Bahamian diplomat, died at his Nassau home yesterday evening with lung cancer. That's what his family's confirmed. He was 82 years old. He was humble, loving, and a true Bahamian, said his daughter, Lisa Bellot. He said he loved his country. He loved his family. He loved being Papa. And that was his pride and joy, being Papa. And so these are the information that's actually coming through. Make sure you pick up your paper. And let me read things like this for me. I don't know what it does for other men. I don't know what it does for you guys. I don't know if we're so consumed with our immediate position of what we don't have that we never think about, right? And every time I read this, I say, I wonder what he'll say about me. Because the inevitability of death is assured. There's one thing for sure. You will. You only came here for a short time. We came here to make a significant impact. Many of us don't take up that charge. And then when we get to the end of the road, we seek to kind of rectify and kind of do some things at the last minute and make up for some of the ills that we've done in yesteryears and try to be able to realign ourselves at the very last minute. But I was always young, I remember something. The older people used to tell me, old dogs don't learn new tricks. And I said, what? Old dogs don't learn new tricks. And so I did studies over the years to understand what that meant. And in my study, that if you live, because of the nature of who we are as human beings, because of the rhythm that we exist in, because that we are creatures of comfort and creatures of habit, if you live in a perpetual state of this kind of negativity, and this is what you condition yourself to, this is the only thing that you can hold on to in your later years, right? You ever see them people who get in an accident? And I just can touch faith just for a little while because I'm looking at this and I'm thinking of legacy. People get into accidents sometimes, and just as the accident is about to happen, they cuss. They say, oh, mother, and they cuss, right? Or they say, oh, and they cuss before the calamity reaches them. The reason why they do that, subconsciously, your mind only can be able to grab hold of what you've taught it to do over time. There's no assurance, there's no alignment, there's no acknowledgement for it. It's only this thing that you've done over the course of time to develop yourself in, whether consciously or otherwise, this is who you've become. Your heart is filled with this approach, this idea. This is where your rock is, in the superficiality. And I think legacy is like that. I think a lot of persons don't think about their legacy until they feel their mortality slipping away. Let's talk about it. It doesn't necessarily have to be their actual life. It could be the life of the position that we're in. The former Prime Minister Perry Christie, I've never forgotten this. I just want you to know, Prime Minister Christie, I want you to know, if you're listening, I adore what you've done. I love your articulation. I love your position, but I've watched you over the years. And I've learned, you ever watch these people and you learn, wow, I'd love to do it. I think he's superior in his way that he articulates and his form and his procedures and how he does this thing. But I will change a few things. When the former Prime Minister Christie has taken on in 2012 to 2017, he came out of the gate with a conversation about legacy, about this being his legacy. And I think more specifically identifying the Bahama Project, about what he was going to do and what his aim was at that time. And I thought it was peculiar that after almost a generation, decades, more than three decades in politics, that the conversation of legacy would now come up as we continue to be able to hide our grays. I said, but legacy should be the overarching objective from the very first step. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first steps. It begins with that very first step that we take today. And so when I read about Ed Bethel and how so many persons want to be able to talk about the rich legacy and the commitment that he's made, this caliber that he's lived this life to, I realized that he did this with the end in sight. And understanding that, he aligned himself with a divine purpose. So even now, at the rich age of 82, he's been given more than the 70, the 70. At the rich age of 82, to be able to see family, for his family to be able to come, his daughter to come and articulate these things, for the Prime Minister to take on a position to speak about him, for others to show their love and admiration for him. He did this with a legacy in mind. This isn't just pomp and pageantry. This is a time that you truly reflect. You reflect and you look back and say, where would I have been if it had not been for this example? The question that I have is that are our politicians and other leaders, private sector and in the public sector, are you moving with legacy in mind? Are you moving with a clear understanding that there is an objective beyond this toil that you do on a day-to-day basis? Let's say a soft prayer for those particular persons in the Ed Bethel's family. And let's continue to be able to be grateful for men and women that the Raman brothers talk about. Who's going to fill their shoes? We have to lead by example with a very clear understanding that the next generation is watching us. And that's why we have to continue to be able to hold men and women who hold high regard, high position in our country, we have to hold them to the fire. Hold their proverbial feet to the fire, hold them accountable, and speak truth to power. We have to. I thank God for Ed Bethel. I've only read about him and seen him. You know, his name is a household name, but I've never met him in this particular capacity. But, you know, his legacy is rich, and I'm sure that in the coming days we'll hear even more and more stories about his commitment and the things that he would have done to be able to really form and shape broadcasting and journalism in this country to make some things happen, right? Said, Howard, when you find the person who you see get into the accident, shouts out, oh, praise Jesus, I've been looking forward to this. That's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying. Why would you think that's what I'm saying, right? It says, Howard, when you find a person who sees, there's a text that's coming through, guys, if you want to be a part of the conversation, 422-4796, 422-4796, that's a text. Or if you want to give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Be a part of the conversation today. The lines are wide open. I'm waiting for, wait for it, Potcake to come into studio. Leslie Miller is supposed to be joining me today. I guess his foot short. He said, oh, no, I can't come all the time now. I can spend some time with you. Huh? And that's you what? Anyway, I can let him talk about it. I can let him talk about it. So hopefully he'd be able to come on and be able to do some things. But it was a last-minute conversation. But I felt like I could speak with Leslie Miller today. Let me tell you why. Over the weekend, I've been making some calls, right? And I was looking for someone to be able to speak with transparency and a trusted voice that has not been bought. Watch me. Let's be very clear about this. I wanted to have a trusted voice that I don't believe that has been contaminated with or persuaded with financial endowment in one way or the other. So I made a couple calls to all camps, and then I looked for neutrality. I want to have a neutral conversation that isn't leaning in one direction or another, because I don't feel like I should sit here and have to fight you for these bullet points that you're given and fed to come here and say, I just don't have the kind of energy to do that. So I've been looking for this kind of a neutral voice that could speak to what the FNM is doing and what's happening in the FNM camp, to what the PLP is doing and what's happening in that particular camp, to what's happening from an administrative standpoint with the government, what the expectations are going forward, to what's happening from the petroleum. And I said, I deduce all this, boom, 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 boom. I said, Leslie Miller would be perfect for this. So I called him and I really wanted to have that kind of a conversation with him. So if he's not coming today, which I hope he is, I know that he'll be able to come with us and join us real soon to be able to dive into a further conversation and see exactly what, because a lot of voices have been, listen, you've been bought with a price. Let's just be very clear. I ain't got to call nobody name. Are we going to be clear about this? There is very clearly your activity and your relentless agitation and your position and your push. You're being fueled by someone or something, some entity, some corporation, some organization, and it's wild. It's wild. Now, I don't want to say that that's you or that's him or who. No, that's not my position. I'm not going to do that. But I will say to you that something's afoot. And before I engage with certain entities or individuals, I would like to be able to have a conversation with who I know to be a trusted voice. And that's one of the persons I believe is Leslie Miller. I don't know if you've seen the course of the show. I seek to really be able to have a conversation with persons from the grassroots who can tell you the sentiments that exist on the ground as opposed to the pontification that bubbles to the top. That's always, you know, quote unquote, buoyant. So I want to be able to do that. There's a couple more texts that came through. Let me be able to do that. Guys, the lines are open if you want to do that. A few more texts. It says, Howard, we need to create an educational mechanism in which we teach present and future generation Bahamians about men and women like Ed Bethel. These are our local heroes and past pillars of our society. Journalists today stand on the shoulders of men like Mr. Ed Bethel. I agree with you. So it says, a neutral voice. Ask Miller how many contracts he's gotten for the government since the new day. I'll be more than happy to. He says, how is Leslie Miller neutral when he is very good friends with Minnis? He's also very good friends with the PLP. I don't find no other neutrality than that. Talk to me. I don't think he would go against his organization to be able to align himself with his friend. Talk to me. And he's always been neutral in that particular position with transparency. So we're going to talk with him today. Hopefully he comes in and we could be able to talk about those things. Right? Well, let me take this first commercial break and be able to get back. I'm going to try to give him a call and see exactly where he is, ladies and gentlemen. That's the show today. We're going to be able to talk about this thing. The lines are wide open. We're going to talk about PI, Lighthouse Project, that's still on the table, which is peculiar. And let me say something to you. The reason why Michael Pintard and the Free National Movement, more specifically Michael Pintard, has gained a significant amount of momentum over the past 3 months is because of headlines like this. It's because the PLP has taken on a reactive position perpetually. That the low-hanging fruit that you've picked from the last administration, it seems as though those fruits have dried up. And so you run in behind stories as opposed to being able to stand firm. You could have seen this coming. And if this is a position that you would have taken, you should have said that 4 articles ago. This is bananas. This is absolutely bananas. Why wait for there to be a firestorm from a media perspective, from a social perspective, to take on this position to come now in the aftermath to say the PI Lighthouse Project still on the table? It's wild to me. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company. We're going to be right back. Foundation.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The
Foundation. The Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
On your marks.
Karifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Karifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Karifta Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio on this beautiful Tuesday, March 14th. If you're celebrating a birthday, my baby girl is, I say baby girl, but she's the at least the medium-sized one. Forgive me about that. Guys, please, If you get a call, call the show. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on that or 422-4796. My baby girl is going to be 15 years old. She's getting old. Jesus, Lord Almighty. She's getting older, right? She's getting old. I don't know. Why. Is it just like a teenage thing? Then all of a sudden she just feels as though, oh my God, daddy. Does she gives me this kind of a vibe, right? Oh my God, daddy. Like she's so exhausted with everything. Oh my God, daddy. This is just a lot, baby. What's going on with you? Oh my God, daddy, what? I love her tremendously. And I just pray that for all those persons who are celebrating birthdays in March, we say happy birthday to you. Give us a shout out. We want to be able to kind of plug our persons. You know, all the persons who are affiliated with our show and all the persons who are doing some things. We're definitely out here to support those persons and say to them, you know, check them out. Let me shameless plug. Like I said to you, before we dive into the conversation that we're going to have today, Leslie is on his way, actually. Check out Platinum Play Sheets. Can I say that? Can I say to you that without, you know, this kind of a disdain or disregard? Platinum Play Sheets cake the other day. My daughter says to me, Daddy, I want one of these cakes, but I don't want it to be chocolate, right? My son says, Daddy, I want this exact cake. He's going to be 18. He's going to be 17 in April. He says, Daddy, I want this exact cake. When it comes to that, my son, my little one, he likes icing, right? We go to Dunkin' Donuts and he's daddy after church. And he's like, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts. And he only eats the icing, right? Really bothers with the donut, which I think is wild. And for this cake, man, this guy ate the whole thing. He was like, he kept going in the fridge, like stealing it. It was too much. So I only say that to say, shout out to Platinum Pastries. And you guys, they are a friend of the show. They commit themselves to the show. They've seen some significant things happen since then. If you want to be a part of that, if you want to be able to kind of get your stuff out there and make some things happen, please give me a call. 827-0111, 827-0111. So we can have a further conversation on how we can set you up formally to be able to be a part of our shows on Thursday, more specifically, which is Small Business Thursdays, to talk about your business, its inception, how it starts, the products and services that you offer, and kind of put that information out there. So give me a call, 827-0111, or give us a call at 302-2300. Just wanted to kind of put that plug out there and say happy birthday to those persons who are celebrating a birthday here in the month of March. I don't know, my wife born in March, so I don't know. I mean, I know y'all probably some timey people. Praise God. Don't get my... don't row me. I had one for over 20 years, 23 years now. So I know you're some timey. Praise God for that. Well, but let's get into this conversation today, guys. The lines are wide open, like I said to you. I want to talk about this. This right off the top, and I just thought this was peculiar. Why do we have to go through 3 days, almost a week, of news cycles? From last week Friday, we talked. In fact, from last week Wednesday, we talked about this. I got significant calls to say how this thing is coming down the pipeline, right? The articles came out. All the information came out. The prime minister and his entire regime knew exactly the position that they were taking, right? And in the midst of that, they were rather dismissive. This is the information that we received. Rather dismissive in being able to deal with this particular thing, right? And then dealing with it, they identified, they said, this is the government's position. They came out, Clint Watson in his capacity, being able to say something for the government. The government said, we haven't shifted our position. This is what it is. Boom, boom, boom. And then they said, we're going to immediately move, right? We're going to move. We're going to do this almost immediately to get these things done. No consideration for the steps that need to take. No consideration for the sort of checkpoints, social checkpoints that you must go through to ensure something that this is taken care of. Being able to come to the forefront and say that 49% is for the Bahamian people, thinking that that's going to soothe and ease our contention. And the idea that exists in this particular space to say that, well, at least we give you something. It ain't just about Toby, but all us, right? And knowing that we would have seen this before and thinking that we would have forgotten about the commitment that you have made to one Bahamian man. And it ain't that he's a black man or white man, pink or beige. It is the fact that he's a Bahamian man and we have all been waited with bated breath, waiting to see whether or not this New Day administration could be the administration that says what they say and actually get it done. That wouldn't just give you this kind of a fluff from a surface standpoint, but make a commitment to you and really get something done. Talk to me. That's all I was waiting on. I was waiting on the idea that Brave is a good man. I hear so many members of parliament and other cabinet ministers say that, members say that over the years. Brave is a good man. Man, anytime I needed anything done in my party, in my personal life, I always went to Brave. Brave is a good man. This is what I heard. You've heard the same thing. For years, man, let me tell you something. The only reason the PLP, this is how they talk fast. Only reason the PLP in the position that he's in, because Brave is a good man. We always go to Brave. Brave, get it done. This is what I heard. And so when you introduce this kind of concept for a new day, and then you contrast that to the small commitments that he would have made to people, I only written for you. Now listen to me. Can I say this? Can we be honest? I can say this to you. And I said this to Toby some time back. I tell you, I interview Toby on all my platforms. I said, I don't know if they can give you the thing. But are you, Toby could tell you that. I said, are you willing and open to them offering other spaces? Right? He said, Howard, well, this is my dream, but I'm not going to shut anything off. Right? That's my best Conky Joe accent. I tried it. I mean, I don't know if I got it good, right? I got to give it a shot, right? So I tried, but I don't know if this is my dream, Howard. I said, well, Toby, I don't know, based upon the tradition, based upon what we've seen before, I don't know. But if they offer you something else, would you consider? You say, well, we get to that. I say, okay, Toby. We've gotten beyond that point. And I keep trying to figure out and waiting for there to be something that comes out in the news, that comes out from a formal perspective in print, that indicates that we've actually had a conversation with Toby, made a commitment to him, we're going to be able to afford him an opportunity to do this, this, and this, because he already has the finances, he has the concept, he has the plan, has everything laid out, we've made commitment, or a former administration has made commitment to him, whilst we see the value and what exists in this particular space, in this organization, the party who is led by a man who is known to be able to make things happen would make the modifications necessary to ensure that we accommodate all. And I have not seen that yet. I haven't. The last time we talked about RCI, it came up in the spirit of what was happening in East Grand Bahama. With the Shark Rock project. You remember this? The 200 acres that was there. You remember this? And talking about the fact that they were going to do something significant out in East Grand Bahama, but it was all contingent, talk to me, about whether or not they receive a project to be able to do something in Nassau on Paradise Island. The then administration wrestled with the thing. Decided to do it and was unable to really be able to confirm anything. Now, the speculation, allegation, the social fencing has started again. To say that this is the same tactic that was approached this administration and we can wait for something to pop up in the South. Can't somebody tell me amen? My God. Watch me, in decency and in order, not identifying those things. But I'm saying to you, the significant players on the ground who is close enough to the proverbial throne is saying to me, this is what it is. When are we going to stop selling our land? When are we going to stop selling ourselves, our souls, for a couple dollars, for pennies? When? When is it going to be enough? When? When are we going to stop selling out our people? This is relentless, perpetual slavery and neocolonialism at its best. Because this is our land. And this could have been easily resolved. we've offered Toby this, this, and this for to compensate. And also, we've reached out to the Bank of the Development Bank of the Bahamas, who's going to afford this, this, and this, or the investment banks, and we found an angel investor who wanted to. Whatever you have to do. You have the access, you have the power, the authority to ensure that we rectify these issues, and all the onlookers know that this thing is going to happen. And so we say, oh, okay, ooh, wow. They did say this about Brea, didn't they? My God. I like how he bartered that deal. That was a good one. But that's not happening here. Relentlessly reactive. All you're doing is fanning the ember. That small flickering fire underneath Michael Pintard and his leadership to believe that he could actually be prime minister. And as you fan that with your inconsistencies and your backwardness in your approach to be able to deal with real social issues, this is why we're seeing all that we see, in my view, come out of the FNM party. Because if Michael Pintard gains that momentum, then Minnis will be an afterthought. Out of sight, out of mind. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Hit me up on the text 422-4796. Let's make this thing happen. And get a call on the line. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
All is well?
Yeah, man.
Thank you. I want to say something concerning Toby's situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, Radio, go ahead.
Okay. You know, his situation, you know, they had that in court from the previous administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, the case just got finalized about a week ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know when Kobe got on your show last week,
mm-hmm.
you hear what Kobe did say?
He said he just wanted to thank me. Huh? He ain't really give us no detail, you know.
Right. Listen to what he said, though.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't want to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to thank all of the Bahamian people what supported me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. But he said, you don't want to get into what?
You stretch it out like it was a concession speech. Talk to me.
Yes, that's what he said.
You're getting heavy today.
I'm quoting him.
Okay, go ahead.
Right? And then he said he don't want to get into what transpired concerning the court case,
mm-hmm.
concerning the court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that to say this. Everybody jump on the wagon. It's like the government didn't do what they supposed to do, forgetting that we have a law in this land that all should abide by.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of what they were saying, they didn't have no information of what was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Deputy Prime Minister, listening to them, so to say, bring mm-hmm. it out. I don't think it was yesterday. I think it's been out from Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
That nothing was taken from Toby. Nothing was taken from Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Just that the situation came up now that they dealt with them other people and let the nation know this what will be happening. Now, although the Prime Minister said immediately, we all should have enough common sense to know that nothing could have been taking place immediately concerning that project.
So why say it? Why throw that kind of a flame? That's a whole Molotov cocktail that you throw in a conversation.
You know what I learned, Howard? We as Bahamian. We as Bahamian. And if you look at how the government them is do things, they just do things and say things to really please the Bahamian people. So if they could let them know this thing will be done immediately, well, they will say, okay, the Bahamians people see we
but that ain't how we read this one.
Right? They see we're doing something. But now watch this. Knowing Toby, if Toby did get put on the back burner. Knowing him, he would have come up front right away and say how this government.
You're getting heavy today,
didn't
sir.
Didn't even work with him.
My God, you're getting heavy today. So
but
you're saying.
Didn't say
we didn't hear him. All right. So you're saying.
He said them things. He said, I'm going to leave that alone.
My God.
See?
So what about. Suppose he's pursuing something.
Some people even been under this, the thing that they must be paying him off.
My God.
Yeah, some people gave him on the shirt saying, they must be paying him off.
Because you ain't him no more.
Exactly. Mm. So you know if they wouldn't wake in with him, he would have, you know, you know how Toby go. Toby'd have been on but 4 or 5 different shows. Especially Monka show. He'd have been on there. But I just saying it to say our word. As the human people, we gotta understand the way our government members operate. They do things to please the people. Let me put it like this. This government, from their government, I see they was doing things to please the people.
But that can't always work.
Well, it can't always work.
Listen to me. I can't always please my wife, and she's mine.
Your children. I hear you was talking with your boy Sim just now, with the cake and thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? If you didn't get that cake for them right away, it would have been a problem. But because you got the cake, you know what the cake can do for them, so you won't please them. So that's just how life is mm-hmm. in families, in workplaces.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can do things to please your employees.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we just got to sit back and relax and just watch what the government doing.
My God, so we can do that.
Let us don't participate.
Let's don't jump into conclusions just yet. All right, I'm going to fight you.
Let's sit back and look and see what they're doing.
Well, let's keep an eye on it. I appreciate your call, my brother.
Exactly.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of it, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up with the text 422-4796. You're waiting on the pot cake to come in here to be able to jam with us today. I thank you so kindly for being able to do it. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
Fidelity.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SB. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, just talking about you know, what's popping up in the papers. The lines are wide open, but we're going to be sliding to news at 1, so you can send the text. We'll be able to read those things. But I got a text just now. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about what's, you know, the headline in the papers. PI Lighthouse Project still on the table. Government still considering Toby Smith's beach club proposal, which I think is bananas. This could have been said 5 news cycles ago, right? We're still in consideration, and it would not have led to this social speculation and this media perspective that look at your old ways, the ways that we would have known or would have heard about that exist in your organization. Let's just be very clear about the thing, all right? Sometimes we bring these things upon ourselves because of our reactive nature, but not necessarily being proactive and understanding that this generation, the shifting in this time, we could have seen that for 2 decades now. Talk to me. We've already seen that there is a political shift happening in this country. 2 decades. And you're still operating as though this 1982. You're still operating as though this 1977. And you have not seen that even great men tend to fall at the merciless hands of the electorate simply because of your affiliation and your lack of political will in your organization. Nobody could say, hey, why is we doing this news press? Let's just let them know that Toby Ting ain't off the table just yet. One time, one shot, kill the crow. One shot. You come here 5 news cycle later after everybody then hot in the country. How you can make a promise to the man, you know this white man, trying dead hard. If you're going against the white man, my God, ain't no chance for none of us. You then wait till 4 news cycles after that. And a perpetual swelling socially of this conversation. Let's read the news. Let's read this thing. It's written in the Guardian paper today. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation, Chester Cooper, confirmed yesterday that while the government has granted Royal Caribbean International, RCI, approval for a $100 million beach project on the western end of Paradise Island, it is also still considering the proposal by Bahamian Toby Smith for his Paradise Island Lighthouse and Beach Club. Watch this. In the days since Cooper announced the green light for the RCI project, many observers took it as a rejection of Smith's offer and a betrayal by the Davis administration of its commitment to empower Bahamian entrepreneurs like Smith. That is all that needs to be said. This article is done. Because that embodies everything, the sentiments that exist here. We take this as rejection and dismissal. That's what we take it as. And so that leads to a relentless conversation about whether or not this is truly a new day. This is a dark day. This must be Groundhog Day. Because it's the same thing. I had to see my shadow. Talk to me. This got to be Groundhog Day. This is perceived as a new day, but it can't be. Because it's the same thing that we've just endured with the last administration. This is what we've been going through over the past 2-3 decades in this country. And you're telling me it's a new day. And the first person who could bring up the fact that this is a new day, it's a peculiar how life has a way of being able to present facts to you. Life has its way. Because this ain't just any old Negro. Talk to me. Not in a bad way. Let's be very clear about this. Me, as a Negro man, I already didn't get exhausted. I don't have the time to be running behind these people like that. I don't have it. I'm not running behind these projects. All right, God, let it be. That's the conditioning that I've got as a young black man. Well, sometimes, baby, you gotta let Jesus take the wheel. In the back of my mind, I know Jesus never drive a car, but I give him the wheel anyhow. He give me the strength to get knowledge, give me exposure, experience, and prepare me for this time. And when I hit a roadblock, my conditioning say, let Jesus take the wheel. So I turn my back. But that didn't happen here. What happened here is Toby pushed through. And on the unfolding and the blossoming of your proverbial new day, we see that it had to be Groundhog's Day. Because if you do this to a white man, white Bahamian man, who may not have, like the fella said the other day, the caller called and said that he didn't have all those consonants attached to his last name. If it did it to him, what are you going to do to me from 8 Mile Rock? What are you going to do to the fella from Pindus Point? East End. Rum Key. San Salvador. Exuma. Camp Road. What are you going to do to them? Is there no chance for us to get anything for ourselves in this country? That's what you're saying. And that is what all of us are looking at. That's all. This article is strong. In the days since Cooper announced the green light for the RCI project, many observers took it as a rejection of Smith's offer and a betrayal by the Davis's administration of its commitment to empower Bahamian entrepreneurs like Smith. That's it. And if you know, like I know, like we all know, perception is reality in this space that we live in. And it perceived, you perceived in a particular manner now. How? Are you going to find yourself victorious no matter what the hell going on in the Free National Movement? How are you going to find yourself victorious? Because entrepreneurs will never forget this. They won't. Let's take a commercial break, guys, and stand for news. My guy is here. We're going to be able to get these things done. I'm so happy about it. My brother, you're here. It's 1 o'clock. Pot Cake is here. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, chopping down this conversation with us today. I want you to be able to be a part of it. The lines are wide open, but in decency and order, we're going to let our guest be sitting, be able to get his word in there. And even in the interim, on the break, we're talking about a lot of social issues and social ills that, you know, people don't necessarily have their commitment to. You know my guest. He's always with us, always being able to speak. Thank God, Stevie, calling him Stevie at the same time as me. So, you know, I wouldn't have get him today if he gave him a Steve. But I'm so happy to have him because I really do trust his voice and position. I believe that he doesn't have any proverbial skin in the game. He ain't got no horse in the race. And he's going to give us that kind of transparent position. He has been in the depth, in the belly of it all. I know exactly what it is as it relates to what's happening and what needs to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my guest, none other than Leslie Potcake Miller. Potcake, what's happening, my brother?
Good afternoon, sir. Good
he's
afternoon,
a good, decent man. I appreciate you coming with us today.
My best.
You try your best.
Try my best.
Man, talk to me, man. There's a lot of things happening in the news cycle, but more specifically, I wanted to talk to you about what's happening with the Petroleum Association, these guys talking about being able to band together and really agitate that the government shifts their position and empower them, more or less, from a legislative standpoint to make some things happen. Talk to it so we could get some clear understanding of what's happening here.
Any governor that is elected by the people of Bahamas is elected for the majority of the people. The government has an obligation to see to it that every Bahamian is treated in a fair and translucent.
Let it be transparent.
Now, you know, I was Minister of Trade and Industry with responsibility for fuel a few years back. right now, as it stands, the importer gets 33 cents a gallon for fuel that they import into this country.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called retailer, which is not really, gets 54 cents on a gallon. Last year and the year before, those so-called retailers, their gross margins on the sale of fuel exceeded $30 million from the 49.
And you call them so-called retailers. So,
yeah, because they're not retailers.
Mm-hmm. They glorified managers.
Two operators in this country, New Providence, own their own gas station.
Mm-hmm. And this is the same call I got yesterday.
Mr. Minnis on Farm Road.
And Roker.
And Mr. Roker on Carmichael Road. The rest are renters.
Did Roker leave Carmichael Road? I think he's on Fayette Avenue.
I believe Mr. Roker is still on Fayette Avenue. He's just built a new operation on Fayette Avenue on Fire Trail Road. Beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
These other so-called cartel that say that they're going to...
Cartel?
First they threatened to close down. Then I went on the radio. I went on Shanique Miller's show on Friday. And on Steve's show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And dared them to close down. First of all, you can't close down something that you don't own.
Mm-hmm.
They don't own no stations. They own no station to close down. They don't have one single iota of investment. And they call themselves entrepreneurs in any station in this country.
The glorified renters.
The building, the fuel tanks, the fuel pumps, the food.
The fridge.
The fridge.
My God.
The freezers. Whatever takes place in there belongs to either Shell, Esso, or Texaco. Now you tell me how they're going to close down.
But we don't hear nothing from the owners then. Well, why the owners ain't saying?
Because the owners want them to fight their war, because every time we give an increase, the government give an increase. Say, for example, the government say, okay, we're going to give the retailers an additional 25 cents. You then have to give the importers about 10 cents also, because they come and at you. So they push these little fellas
to get an increase. It'll be an increase from the 33 cents to 43 cents.
Exactly. So they push them to do the dirty work for them.
Oh, my God. This is chess.
Let me give a comparable analysis. What we did when they came to me the last time, it's 2006. I sent my team to Barbados, Jamaica, Trinidad, seven of the top Caribbean countries as far as
Venezuela was
population.
In this.
No, Venezuela was the key. I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And Barbados has a similar economy like the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Population is almost identical to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Industry is tourism and the like.
Mm-hmm.
They have a more diversified economy because they made sure the government policy was that those foreign entities, the hotels, would have to buy Barbadian and wouldn't allow them to import all the stuff like we do in the Bahamas to no abatement. Their markup on fuel was 14 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Why is ours?
Is that a cap?
That's a cap.
My God.
Okay? Now, what was strange, we did a comparison of the gas station here on the six-legged roundabout. Very busy intersection.
On JFK right there.
Yeah, we went to Barbados and checked out a similar station. To our bewilderment, the station there was paying $15,000 a month for their station. Here, the last man who run that station was Mr. Knowles, who got out of the business and turned the keys in to Esso and those. He was paying $40,000 a month for the same station. Their fight, the so-called retailers' fight, isn't with the people of the Bahamas, you know, nor is their fight with the government of Bahamas. Their fight is with the people who own them station, which are the importers, Shell, Esso, and Texaco. None of them have their own business. They have other business that they're into. They don't run no station. They don't own no station to run. It's a disgrace that they can have the guts to say they want the government to take legislation to Parliament to force the importers to sell their gas stations to them. What we should be doing, if I was the minister today, what I would have put to Cabinet is that what we do is eliminate these so-called retailers who are not really retailers because they got no stake in the game. They own nothing to those gas stations. Give that savings, that 54 cent savings, to the Bahamian people to lower the price of fuel. Because right now, as I understand it, Shell has their own managers that works for them. These are just workers.
Mm-hmm.
It is not fair for any people to carry the load of 54 cents when they don't have to. They don't have to do it. We just need to tell these less than 30 people, listen, you have a job, go to your regular job, whatever it is, and just get out of the business and let us give Shell, Esso, and Texaco
let's break it
the power to go ahead and run their gas stations.
I will get some clarity.
Yes.
When I first moved to Nassau, this 11 years ago, late in the night, midnight, we would see you could pass Roker. Roker could give you 25 cents off.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You could come to him and get yourself. Is that because of his ownership stake?
His ownership.
That is crazy. What you're saying to me?
He owns his station. He owns his property. He owns the pumps. He owns the grocery store inside there. The freezer, the coolers, everything belongs to him. So obviously he's going to make a greater profit because it's his. The others don't. Only him and Mr. Minnis. These guys got to cut out the games, but they got to live too. And retail is heading back at Alkitas. Alkitas made the right decision. The prime minister and the cabinet made the right decision on behalf of the Bahamian people. And if Davis do otherwise, I'll probably go against the government because it's not fair. These people don't own nothing. They have no, what they call themselves investors. How the hell could be an investor if you don't own nothing? What do you own? Show me one document.
I just had to come up with First Laugh and Security.
Show me, exactly. Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
That is crazy.
Okay? And I want you to pass on that burden. In Jamaica, the markup is 14 cents. In Barbados, I think it's something like 12 cents. In Trinidad, it's something like 6 cents. In Miami, it's 2 cents. In Turks and Caicos, it's something like 22 cents. Why does it be 54 cents here? Why?
So we're the highest in the region.
By double. 100% higher than anyone else in the region. 100% higher than all of them. What is this foolishness, man? You can't run your business? But brother, you're in the wrong business. Go do what you always do. Instead of hiring some people to pump gas, that's all you're doing. Because the fella sent his gas tank, his truck, he filled you up. What don't you do? The ladies, they're collecting the money from gas. The attendants, they have no role to play in that. It's despicable that they can come out, but their investment in what? In what? Shell, Esso, and Texaco own every station, except for Ms. Roker and Mr. Minnis. That's the bottom line. So the government now needs to eliminate these so-called retailers. Give us that 54 cents.
Which is the subleasers.
Give us that 54 cents to take the burden off the back of the average Bahamian and let them fellas go do what they always do.
What you're saying to me. So you're saying to me.
Eliminate.
What you would do if you were a minister right now.
Today.
Is create the legislation or the white paper or the cabinet.
I just signed an order.
And say to them, what we need to do is eradicate this idea of
retailers.
This middleman, this retailer.
Yes.
That is subleases.
Yes. My that God. Do exist.
Guys, the lines
I,
are wide
I will
open.
Allow you, Shell. I'd call Shell S and say, listen, we're giving you all just like how Shell is doing now. Go run your stations. Forget them fellas. I know they owe you money. Write it off. You can run your own station. And all you're getting is your 33 cents.
And that's that.
And the rest of the money goes back to the Bahamian people. You reduce the cost by 54 cents on a gallon. That's how you take the load off the backs of the average poor Bahamian.
Wow.
Except, and giving it to 30 people who don't own nothing. Get real. Get real. They don't own any station. They can meet with the prime minister as much as they like. The prime minister would never make a decision that's going to adversely affect the average. He ain't going to do it. I know he ain't going to do it. This a man I know all my life.
So they can make it. No, listen.
It ain't going to happen.
Listen. Let's watch it, guys, because we ain't got all the time in the world that we can talk about this today.
Yes.
You were one of the major persons who actually advocated for the now prime minister to move in his position when the PLP was going to convention. I remember you and I sat together. Talk to me.
Yes.
We sat together.
Yes.
And you were one of the first persons, everyone fall in line after you did this. You said, listen to me, anytime I ever needed anything, I would go right directly.
The go-to man.
The go-to
That's
man.
That's what I call him.
He take care of
the
what I needed.
Go-to man.
Personally or from a political standpoint.
The go-to man.
He's the go-to man.
The go-to man. Okay. Always been in the PLP. Or from Sir Lyndon time. God bless Sir Lyndon.
Listen. A great deal of support he get is from voices like yours.
Yeah, but Sir Lyndon, when he was at the Commission of Inquiry in 1984,
George
Ingram, and then when I'm the former prime minister, Ingram bought a commission back, I think, around about 90, about 95, 96.
Right.
Bray was his lawyer. He was the go-to man.
Okay.
The whole party.
Okay.
When you got a problem, who you go to? Philip Brave Davis.
Okay.
Always did, always will.
Philip Brave Davis vying for his position as leader of not just his organization. He won that. But now he is moving up to say that I want to be the prime minister of the country. He made some commitments.
And he is now.
He's the prime minister of the country now. He made some commitments.
Yes, he did.
And one of the strongest commitments, young entrepreneurs like me, because I ain't just a middleman.
Okay.
I want own some things. I got my things.
Yes. Watch me. Rent.
I want rent. Nothing.
No.
I want own some things. Yeah. All right. I watch with bated breath the commitment that our prime minister in his position as leader of the PLP made to one white, conky Joe Bahamian man, Toby Smith.
Who's that?
Toby Smith.
Toby Smith. Okay.
The prime minister, the now prime minister said, Toby, we're in this fight with you.
Okay.
We can do this, we can do that, we can help you the best we possibly can.
Right.
Now, it seems as though, like Grammy say, the turn cat got on the man. The PLP has taken on the position, or this administration has said, that we go in with RCI, as opposed to being able to support their position with Toby Smith. Talk to me about it.
First and foremost, I was surprised and shocked, I'm sure just like you were, to realize that Toby Smith never had a lease.
Mm-hmm.
That was bona fide.
Mm-hmm.
The lease was never signed by the Right Honourable Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis.
Mm-hmm.
So he had no lease. He had no legs to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, the situation is the amount of funding that has to go into that project. There's no way in the world a fellow of his stature could come up with that kind of money or get the money from any financial sources.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The government realized that the previous government had made commitments to those people. They had signed off on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the government's able to negotiate a 49% interest in the project that they may or may not develop on Paradise Island. Because remember now, you got big old Atlantis stepping in the picture saying, hold on, hold on.
You ain't do your environmental assessment impact.
No, that's a joke. They know better than that. Mm-hmm. That's just something to say. You think they give a damn about environment?
That's the step you got to take.
Get real.
That's the road
that's
block
the step
you have
to slow it down.
That's what you got to do.
But on the other hand, you got Michael Mara, who was head of this port, that is owned by foreigners. I thought the least thing people have done was had ownership of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know we don't own that.
Mm-hmm.
We are a minority shareholder.
Mm-hmm.
He said he loved it and all is well. So he has a vested interest in it too.
Mm.
You think any of them concerned about Toby?
See, but I don't know whether they're talking about apples and oranges because Toby didn't want all the whole land. He only wanted his small acreage that was committed to him.
Toby may still get that.
Right?
The
administration didn't say that.
Huh?
Only today I say that. You see, you know what I said before you came here is that the PLP has done well. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Perry Christie, when he came in 2012, started to talk about legacy. Started to talk about we believe in Bahamians.
Yes.
That idea about entrepreneurialism and empowering Bahamian people existed even long time with the PLP.
That existed from Sir Lyndon and Mr. Carlton Francis.
Long time.
Adahana.
We doing the heavy lifting. We wiping all the tears from every... This is what you do.
And they did that.
Okay, now watch me.
But I'll tell you one thing. I will stop you right there.
Let me hear it.
The commitment has never been entrenched with the government ministries and departments. For example, local industries... We started the organization back in 1978. I was the founder of the Bahamas Light Industries Development Council.
Mm-hmm.
And still to this day, you have people in top government positions, in the corporations and the ministries, that will never, ever allow people to use Bahamian-made products. They got to be sent home. Ministry of Works, for example, the one down to the sports center here, this Nassau committee that they put together for Carifta, biggest bunch of damn hoodlums. You want to see?
I call the people hoodlums.
I call them that. You hear me call them that? I say hoodlums. Okay? And liars. liars.
That's heavy.
BC, water and sewage, none of them use local products. Now, let's get real. How are you going to diversify and expand your base if you ain't serious? How are you going to allow people to put Bahamians in business and then run them out of business for lack of support? It's a joke right now. A total joke.
Let's see, I always like talking to you, you know.
Now,
I tell you, I know you can shoot straight with me.
Total.
So shoot straight with me.
Yes.
Do you believe that the PLP has dropped the ball as it relates to Toby Smith and his proposal?
Listen, I've been following this guy for a long time with this fight and this quest he had for that. I think, tell you, what shocked me was that Dr. Minnis never signed the agreement.
That ain't shock you. That's your boy. You know. Well, he must have never signed that. You
listen. Listen. They run over me for 5 years, okay? The fella sent a tractor after me, a D9, say, kill Potcake. Even though Potcake ran right here on the park, 5 minutes walk from y'all, stood on the podium, and say, this is the man you should vote for.
And your yellow shirt. You was wearing yellow. He was wearing yellow.
I just came out of Parliament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him and me. But I went there. And I said, I prefer him.
You was the only independent PLP I know.
Over the lady who he's running against, and he won. And because of that, all the boys who got around him went after me. And believe me, they most took me out many times. Was it for my close friends? I wouldn't have been here today. God bless me. My close friends, I said.
My God.
Who came and supported me sometime by giving me money for gas.
Let's see, it wasn't that bad.
You hear what I say? I say money for gas.
But you support gas.
I said, you hear what I say?
You was giving everybody ham and turkey.
No, they took all the rent. They collect everything. Then they shut Mario's down for over 18 months. Then they tell BC, turn off the light.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy most of the equipment in there. It's going to cost about $3 million.
Mm-hmm. And this is when your good friend was prime minister?
Yeah, they wanted to ruin my life.
Your good friend?
Yeah, me still speaking. Me and him just talked last week.
Well, I don't want to know what the words is.
No. I listen, I ain't going to tell you I love him no more.
Oh, my God. Listen.
He's still my jack.
He's still a jack.
Yeah, I can never deny him. Okay? Because I believe in his heart he's a decent human being. I believe that.
Deep in his heart.
And there's, well.
Layers and layers.
Down there somewhere, maybe the sixth layer. But compared to guys like Dwayne Sands and them,
oh my
at
God.
Least he got a heart.
Okay.
At least he has a heart.
I see we on the line.
The rest
here.
Of them ain't got no heart.
I see we on the line here. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay?
I got tears in my eye today.
The rest of them have no
I
heart.
I might as well let you know that right? This is a straightforward, frank conversation that I want you to be a part of. The lines are wide open. Let me take this commercial break and be back. Guys, you know exactly what's what. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. This is Howard. You're talking to PLP Leslie. He has always benefited from the Bahamian public. Now, he's bigging up Brave, who's spending money that's not his own. Let's take a commercial break and be right back after this.
Is it big enough?
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
On your marks.
Karifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Karifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Karifta Games.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company. Podcast in the house with us on the foundation, being able to chop it down and giving us an honest, frank conversation. Now, you ask me how Podcast can be honest, how he can be frank, because he's always been that. I can always commit to him. Let me tell you why I know that he's honest in what he said, because I have information beforehand. So when he sit here with me, it got to line up. And he's always been able to align those things, whether you like it or you don't like it, and being able to take on that position. I tell you, he's the only independent PLP I know. He's the only one. Everybody wearing yellow shirt. He got one white one on with yellow writing on it. PLP.
Listen, you know, from the time I entered politics and parliament in 1987, I had one commitment where I still hold fast to. I work for and on behalf of the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. No PLP, no FNM. That's who I'm a Bahamian. Mm-hmm. And I will always look out for the small man, the potcakes, because there's 65% of us that make up the population of our country. And they're the ones whose voices need to be heard, and their voices generally heard through the potcake, who will always support and look out for their welfare. That's who I am. Some don't like me, could care less. They never breed again, and they ain't gonna bother me, but I ain't gonna kill them. I can kill them, but they ain't gonna bother me if they don't breed again.
I can't conduct a show like this. You can't say these things and expect me not to react. I can choke, right?
I can kill him.
Guys,
they
please.
They never breathe again. They can bother me.
Please give me a telephone call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 422-4796. Let me take a telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard. How are you doing?
What's up, Anton? All is well?
I'm right here, man. Like, I'm totally enjoying this this conversation. Good afternoon, Mr. Leslie Potcake Villa.
Good afternoon. How are you? God is good. I woke up again this morning.
You know what? I that's my response every day. You know, I am surviving by the grace of God.
Yep.
And so that's my response. It shouldn't
and
be my response.
Good walk,
that's
too.
For the record, but that's my response. Yep. To begin, Howard, I feel the exact same as Leslie Potcake Miller, in that I could care less whether you like me or you don't, but I'm going to speak truth to power.
Yeah, man, you got
to. And I'm going
to
speak as God put it in.
I need that.
And I'm not going to tell no lies. And after I hung up from you yesterday, Howard, I can't remember the name of the caller or his radio name, but he said that I'm being greased. He would be totally surprised if he knew the real story, right? But me and Mr. Miller, we have a similar foundation in our way of thinking, and I will leave that at that. What I wanted to comment on today is the Toby Smith matter, Howard. You can hear me clearly, Howard?
Yeah, I can hear you. These lines lighting right up. Go ahead, Anton.
That's good.
Go ahead.
Look, I listened to Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper in his interview and what he stated, right? And Mr. Miller spoke to it at the outset of the show, when he started his communication, and I understand that, because that is what created the loss of footing from Mr. Smith, the fact that he didn't have a legally executed document, right? That is where he lost his footing in terms of his negotiation. Bear in mind that our prime minister, he has a heart of gold, but he is also a man of the judiciary, and also of legal counsel. And he's a king's counsel on top of that, one of the most experienced and brightest legal minds in our country and region, right? But because he is a man, as Mr. Potcake Miller points out, is the go-to man and is always looked out for in people, myself included, let me add that, right? I believe that Mr. Davis, Prime Minister Davis, is going to do what is necessary to ensure that Toby Smith is not left completely out of the picture. I would like to see that personally, as a Bahamian who is also striving, who also seeks and pursues entrepreneurship in our country, who also wants to rise up the ranks in our country. I would personally like to see because Toby Smith would have laid out a plan. He would have done some preparation towards putting himself in a position.
He spent some money too. He spent some money. Yeah.
Can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah, he spent some money too. Go ahead.
Right, right, right. He would have spent some money as well and gotten some investors on board. Granted, as Mr. Miller said, he may not have the financial backing to accomplish what is necessary level of investment on Paradise Island. That is not a reason to leave him out of the equation, because when you're looking at that type of investment, that level of funds being invested, 5%, 2%, even 1% of such an investment could mean astronomical profits, far more than what he would have gained even if he had gotten his project approved 100% in principle, because of the level of investment that is now going to be made through the
RCI Group. I got to let you go, Anton.
RCI Group.
I got to let you go, Anton. I appreciate your contribution. I really do. But the POP is indicating, based upon the ownership stake, that he and other Bahamians like him can own 1%, 2%, 5%. But you're going to have to contribute to that. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Howard Grant.
Hey.
Good afternoon to the Podcake.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Howard, just allow me some room to contribute a few things.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm always concerned about being gaslighted in my country.
Mm-hmm.
Just for those who talk about, first of us talk about the funding that Toby would need. You know, the problem is that we've been so dumbed down in regards to methods of funding in this country. For some reason, we believe that only banks or, you know, type of environment or foreign investors who can fund you. The problem is that we've been having foreign direct ownership. We've not had access to foreign direct investment. Foreign direct investment is access to foreign capital for the development of your country, as opposed to giving your country to someone and having them build it so you could end up with the jobs. We are exactly 22 years into the 21st century. We have our leadership and others talk about fintech, regulatory tech, soup tech, property tech, cryptocurrencies and tokenization, NFTs and all those different things.
What type of business are you in, sir?
Beg your pardon?
What type of business are you in?
I am an applied technology consultant.
Applied? Because you indicated on the show I was on that you helped to bring in the internet.
On that show,
yes.
In your attempt to diminish me, you asked me what type of...
I asked you what you do.
No, that's just talking context. You say you create jobs. And yes. Then your statement was what type of jobs I create.
Yes.
So I showed you my history. I was there when IBM developed the first desktop
computer. You work in IBM in the Bahamas?
No, IBM in the United States. I was part of the people who started TCIP that brought about what you know as the internet in January of 1983. I could give you a whole list of things in technology.
So why would you form a tech company in this country, man? That could work.
You cannot form a tech country in this country. This is what I've been telling you guys for 20 years. There's right. No ecosystem. It's like telling me, why don't I plant a garden in the middle of Bay Street and prove my ability that I'm a farmer? We have no environment for development technology in this country, in spite of being the most digitally prepared country in this hemisphere. Okay? And I've said this on radio and television. This has been published in the Nassau Guardian in December of 2020. And I've asked anyone in technology to please challenge me on what I've said about technology. You know when people talk about technology? See, an applied technology consultant is not people who talk about technology or go to Google for it. It is the person who live real-time environment. And excuse me, Howard, just let me answer this question. I'm going to be very short on this. You know what? You ever watch, Mr. Miller, you ever watch a cooking show where they just bring out the ingredients? Nobody, these smart people say, nobody know what the ingredients is, and they just throw it on the table and says, cook something? No recipe? No anything else?
That's tech in the Bahamas.
That's me.
Wow. Okay.
I am a chef.
Okay.
Everybody else around here go looking for menu. Looking for a recipe. With how much salt? How much this? How much that? I ain't got no time. I ain't got whatever. I can cook with whatever you put on the table and bring you a master. Okay? The way chefs do.
So you could build a garden in the middle of Bay Street.
Right. I could. If you could bring the ingredients here. The problem is we talk about 21st century. We spent... Howard, in the last 30 years, we've spent almost $2 billion on technology in this country. We can't get paperless documents. from any of our ministries and stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. But let's not make this an argument about how backwards we are in regards to technology. And I challenge the Minister of Technology right now, the person from Beans and Grindstown, and Mr. Brave Davis, and anyone else in the technology industry, just call me out.
So we need you to step to the plate and provide your assistance and expertise?
Here's the problem is.
Why is that not being done?
How many times you were asked anyone in the PLP or FNM, previous administration,
yes,
or current administration, yes, who don't know C. Allen Johnson?
I just say, but you talk a lot on the radio, but I talk about in real life, in real time.
No, I'm saying, no, I ain't talking about real life, man.
I think we in real life.
I talk about real life, going to create jobs and opportunities for behemoths. I'm not a tech guy.
I ain't got
trouble to wake my phone except to answer it.
But Howard, see, let me bring it back to the thing.
Because your mind's lit right up. I know you wanted to talk.
It's like simply saying, if you understand the way the world has shifted from even finance, Mr. Toby could very easily down with people like me or even some foreigner who could show him how to find 100 people who would give him the $10,000 investment with the proper documentation that he has to develop that thing. That's $1 million right there.
You can show him that.
The wealth is built by OPM, OPI, and OPE. Other people's money, other people's efforts, and other people's ideas. So the problem is, we've been teaching people in this country that you could own that banks only finance vehicles. You're actually correct. But the problem is, we never teach behaviors. An automobile is a vehicle for transportation. A house is a vehicle for home ownership. And a business is a vehicle for
See, Alan, I got to let you go. I'm so sorry about this, man. I have the lines are lit right up. I want you to be able to come in and talk about that. We know that you're always impassioned to talk about technology and what needs to be done in terms of infrastructure. So we want to do that, but I don't want to get off course today and be able to get these things done, right? Somebody texts me and says, correction to C. Allen's statement. He says that he helped create the internet in the 80s. The internet has been around before, I believe he meant to say he helped with the creation of the World Wide Web, right? Let's see if we can take the next telephone call. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, Callie, on the line. No? Guys, you know what to do. Let me take a quick commercial break and be back. We're still here with Podcake. Podcake, I want you to be able to put some stuff on the line. We've seen some things happen. I don't know whether or not you want to talk about your good friend, right?
Who's
you say he's still your Jack. But I want to know why the hell he causing so much problems. In the,
Who's that?
What? Your good friend. Menace. You stand
they
up with him.
No problems. What problems?
You don't think there's problems?
No, they causing problems.
Oh, my God. I
He's
want
an elected
witness.
Member of parliament.
He is.
He's an elected member, the former prime minister.
Yeah, but
show
leadership.
Demand respect.
Leadership,
show
see?
Demand respect.
So he could go to
you
any.
You tell me he isn't allowed to speak at a branch?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
This could be heavy, ladies and gentlemen.
Assange, who can't get elected, can dictate to Hubert Minister. That can't happen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kool-Aid smile from air to air, 96.9 FM, Howard Grant, and the Foundation. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get business moving today.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
On your marks.
Carifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Carifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Carifta Games.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Foundation. The 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 foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
You know, Minnesota.
Foundation.
We coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, King got me falling all over. Dazzy popped in the studio. Dazzy, hope all is well with you. Everything is happening at the same time. Now, look here. We didn't talk about the petroleum. We talked about Toby. Now, we're talking about something that has led in the newspaper over these last 15 minutes of the show that has been leading. And really bleeding in the papers over the past, I don't want to tell you, maybe 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what appears to be Minnis vying to get back in the seat of power and leadership in the Free National Movement. Talk to me about it.
I want you to listen to the podcast carefully. I have known Hubert Minnis now for maybe 40 years. In very short order, he's going to take his troops up to Government House. And have the current leader removed.
This sound familiar now. Watch me.
Have him removed. It happened before.
This sound like January 6th.
They will have him
in
removed.
The United States of America.
There is
a listen, run on the Capitol.
Dr. Minnis will take over the Free National Movement.
Jesus God.
By way of parliament leadership. And the fellow who there now will be gone. Guaranteed.
Now let's shoot straight.
Yes.
Because we can shoot straight.
Yes, straight.
In my view. Right? As a political observer,
yes.
I was a part of the Free National Movement, moved myself away from it, I wouldn't bother with it no more. Now watch me. I always saw Michael Pintard, in my view, as a paperweight.
That's what he is.
He held everything in.
Paper, feather.
Oh my God, it's going heavy.
Very,
no.
Very light.
What I mean by that is that he is holding everything in order in preparation for the next tier of leadership to come.
In which lifetime? Not this current lifetime. You mean when he come back?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I saw Hubert Ingraham.
Mm-hmm.
People still pledge their allegiance to Hubert Ingraham in the Free National Movement for what he has done in 1992 to transform the organization.
Yes.
And then again in 1997.
Yes.
And then again in 2007.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Three times, that's a three-peat, he was able to do this. Now watch me. Hubert Ingraham pledged his support significantly behind who we know politically, a man that don't even has four times he ran for Elizabeth.
Yes, he won once.
He won once.
Yes.
Four times he ran for Elizabeth.
Yes.
And most recently, a newcomer, a novice politically, has gone in there and succeeded over him.
Yes.
But Hubert Ingraham, former prime minister,
still love him.
We love him to death.
Yes.
wear the man's shirt and said, well, you know, I lost also. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to believe that that cannot lead to an opportunity for him to become prime minister. This was heavy.
Again, not in this lifetime.
This was heavy.
Not in this lifetime.
And all of us political observers looking at this and saying, what the hell is Hubert Ingram talking about?
Yeah, but not
this man ain't can't win his seat in Elizabeth.
Life. No, no. Ain't happen this time.
So talk to me about this.
Listen.
It seemed to me that there is a three-way fight happening in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert Ingram won't get back. It seems as though Dwayne, no, not Ingram, Hubert Minnis want to get back. Okay. My apologies. Yes. Hubert Minnis want to get back.
Yes.
Dwayne Sands want to find himself at the helm of leadership.
Yes.
And Michael Pintard is fighting for his life. Talk to me about it.
Yes. Well, listen. Look at the history of the three men. Dr. Minnis has been a very successful gynecologist. He's done well in business, very astute businessman. He's new to politics. Hasn't been around that long. When he took over the F&M had just lost an election. He did what was necessary. And the one thing I think Bahamas need to understand, and I've come to this realization a long time ago, since 1992, I'd say since 2002, Bahamas don't vote for you, you know.
They vote against you. I try to listen to your tangent. You're trying to hit a wicket and hit me on this line to say, Minnis did what was necessary to find the Free National Movement back in leadership. They was getting anyhow.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But there is no way in the world that Dr. Minnis would allow the leader and Mr. Sands to disrespect him to the level that they have attempted to do so. The man was ready to speak at a branch in Garden Hills. Where the hell the chairman is coming from? Telling a sitting member of parliament, you can't speak at a branch meeting? A fellow who can't get elected to lead a branch can tell a man who's never lost that you can't go to... Think about it.
You bring too much drama on Tuesday.
That ain't drama.
It's Tuesday.
No?
Okay, go ahead.
How could you tell the former prime minister after 4.25 years...
The former prime minister, there is obviously, very clearly, a concerted effort to be able to push for him in leadership. Okay, now watch me.
Yes.
There is allegation, speculation, and assumption, presumption and otherwise,
okay,
known and unknown, that the former prime minister has his strategic persons planted, allegedly. Within the council, within strategic organizations that are now agitating, watch me, and disrupting the social order that exists within the political organization to be able to ensure they advocate for him. Talk to me now.
First of all, when you use the term that he has advocates and then people strategically placed, he was just the prime minister less than 2 years ago. He appointed those people. He appointed his ministers. He appointed the chairmen. He appointed people in certain positions.
But their allegiance should be to the constitution of the Free National Movement and pushing the party forward, not allegiance to an individual who gave them an opportunity.
But as far as they're concerned, the current leader don't have what it takes to take them anywhere.
But this is the people who they just voted for him the other day.
They did not vote for him, but Dr. Minnis was not on the ticket, you know. Remember, Minnis was not on the ticket. So who they voted for? Minnis wasn't on the ticket?
Minnis.
Sands wasn't on the ticket.
He agreed not to be on the ticket.
Exactly. Now he's saying, listen.
Put me back on the ticket.
This little brother can't handle it. I just will go take my seat back. So he's now trying to get to the head of the class again.
Is it because he is seeing some significant steps that Michael Pintard has taken over the past 3 weeks to show that he may have the little spark of fire in him to be able to change this and reform this party to be able to be a Pintard party?
Only
a couple steps.
Hold on. If he was the true... A roll of toilet paper, which is a very fine piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Any match could light a toilet tissue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fire you're talking about from him can't light a tissue.
My God, you wasted Michael Scott.
Scott?
Michael Scott, who said he ain't had enough political energy to be able to electrify a mosquito. You forget that.
I remember what Scott said.
Okay.
And Scott came back. Under Minister rule and was...
It was the chairman
of the Hotel Corporation. You see how life is?
So
don't take what these guys say. Take what they do. See what they do? Don't take what they say.
You can cause me choke today.
See what they do? He said all of that. But he begged the man to go beat Chapman, right?
You need to stop.
Okay? The guy's a bunch of jokes, man.
Let me take two telephone calls.
Then he's going to take over.
30 seconds. You got only 30 seconds before we get out of here. Go ahead, Carly. You're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Carly, on the line with us live. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead. You there? You ain't there? You there? You ain't there. Okay, so we ain't going to take no more calls. Let me see if I can get you some of these texts and be able to read some of them. He says, man, I don't trust the PLP. I don't trust the PLP to honor the promise that they allow in 49% ownership for the Royal Caribbean venture. The Pancake want to keep his business open with taxpayers' money, owing BEC, BOB, etc. They want to condemn the gas station operators. Really not. These are the people text now. These are the people text.
Okay, that's fine.
These are the people text. Says, come on now, Howard. These people talking up too much. Oh, okay, but they didn't want ignorant. They want nobody else to talk. You see? Yeah. It says, and that is exactly how it... it says, how is Leslie neutral? And he's a very good friend with Minutes. And that is exactly what I meant when I asked, how is Leslie Minutes neutral? When it is a very good friend with Minutes, he said, you get it now? Based upon some of the things that you said. He says, great show as usual. Please bring the pot cake on as a guest host. I said, the show now would be power. He says, Howard, I don't mean to stir the pot, but tell the pot cake... not being on radio and said that he is not affiliated with the pod. Or Dwight been on radio and says that he's not affiliated with the pod cake, but these ungrateful. Manderson, Dwight was here.
That's a lie.
Right? Dwight was here.
Hold on. See,
Dwight say, Howard, I want to tell you straight.
No, I don't deal with people who try to blackmail people. Oh, he just attempted that again this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's no longer associated with me, because he tried to blackmail a lot of women
mm-hmm.
that came to me crying in tears
mm-hmm.
and tried to get them in serious trouble
mm-hmm.
with their better halves. I don't deal with people like them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to go no further right now, but if I have to, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear what I have to say.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, all right.
I won't be decent today. All right.
Leave it there for the time being.
Let's leave it right
only
there.
For the time being.
Only for the time being. Praise God. Right? So it says, C. Allen Johnson is absolutely correct in his utterance on being involved in the internet on January 1st, 1983, as it is considered the official birthday of the internet. We just celebrated 40th anniversary of the internet on January 1st, 2023. Before 1983, various computer networks did not have a standard way to be able to communicate with each other. Let's see. It says, LOL, how Howard, stop. The pot cake ain't easy, son, right? It says, the Minutes don't treat. You say, Howard, honestly, we need to move on from Toby. Like, he's the only Bahamian who is facing this issue. Huh?
Please.
That's what they're saying. They say, at least Toby got the prime crown land on Paradise Island.
Exactly.
All right? This is heavy stuff.
Which average black could not have gotten.
This is heavy stuff. He says, when Minutes was the PM, he talked nonsense when asked serious questions. He getting to eat stew fish and boil fish now. These are the texts that are coming through. He says, Howard, Miller, you moved to the head of the class. These are some texts that are coming through. Guys, it's been a great opportunity. Mr. Miller, let's shoot straight. What are you seeing? You see, it seems as though this administration is moving feverishly to ensure that they could secure their position as the next administration. This PLP, this New Day, they want the New Day to be again come next general election. Do you see them on course and on par to be able to see that victory?
The PLP has a lot of work to do. Mr. Davis is a good man. I always say it from the beginning that he has an opportunity to be the next Lyndon Oscar Pendleton. Or even Hubert Minutes, Hubert Ingram, for that matter, because he has love in his heart for the Bahamian people. However, some of the persons around him, some of the MPs need to step to the plate. He's not supposed to carry the load by himself. You know, and I've seen so many instances now where, for example, he's out there promoting the Bahamas, trying to get things done. And you attend functions, and half of the fellas in the parliament is not there. They need to rein in a couple of them fellas. But more important, you need to rein in those bloodsuckers who are out there. No, the bloodsuckers who are out there. Going from ministry to ministry, putting gun to people's head, attempting to bribe people, and then taking pictures of the person who they gave money to and try to get them fired or try to ruin their lives. It happened now. The same name I just called. And this other woman, I ain't gonna call the name yet. Some dangerous vultures out there.
We'll come back.
And we have to cut them vultures' wings.
The chair open to you.
And hopefully cut the neck off if necessary.
the chair open to you whenever you want to come back to be able to do what you got to do.
As soon as they respond, I'll be back for 2 hours.
2 hours.
As soon as they respond.
Because you give me 1 hour this time.
Soon
you know
as they respond,
enough.
I'll be back. Soon as they respond.
Soon as they respond. Life, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show for the day. I had a good time. But Cake, you always being able to be here. Now, look here. I want to shoot straight with you. Minister may be your boy. You say he ain't your jack no more, all right?
Listen. See, Minister and I have a long relationship.
Yeah, but
my prime minister and the person I shoot for from the beginning was Philip Braid Davis. You know that.
I
met on your show when he was going against
Mr.
Christie and everything else.
Yes.
He is still my man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never desert him.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Minister being my friend compared with the rest who we have around him, he can depend on the pot cake, the happy mode, when necessary, within their confines.
I see why talk show hosts and politicians are afraid to face face to face with C. Allen Johnson. No, that's a different. This is a whole different
size.
All right, says nah, no man. Continue the show. He says, what you mean, no man? Continue the show. The show over at 2 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock, and we had a great time with you guys as a Tuesday show. I want to thank you so very kindly. And the lines are always open and the door is always open for Leslie Miller to be able to join us. I tell you, the man can shoot straight right down the middle. Everything I ask him, he deal with it. Bam.
I don't take sides.
You don't take no side. You can deal with it. Bam. And I can read all these texts so we can have this very good conversation. I thank you for joining us today, 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant. Leslie Miller sitting in studio with us.
Thank you, Bahamas. Drive carefully and be careful, Odea.
Be careful, Odea.
And show some love to each other, eh?
Praise God. Thank you so
much. Murder in the country.
Stop ladies and gentlemen, had a good show, man. Stick and stay for Chivago Lang Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys. See you tomorrow. God spare.
The Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.